Thank you so much for being here today. This is the College Investor Audio Show. Hope your day's going well. And if you stopped by, it's probably because you might have questions about your credit and repairing it. So we talk about it today. Credit repair explained. Should you pay a company for help? Before we get to it, just a quick reminder, go ahead and hit subscribe to the podcast. We update this with new content all the time, so you can kind of be updated on everything and when we have new content posted. You can also follow us all over social media, ask questions, get to know us. We'd love to help you along in your money journey. Just search for The College Investor, and you'll find us pretty much wherever you are. We're probably there too. All right, so let's get to it. All right, we all know that bad credit can limit your ability to do a whole bunch of things, even purchasing a car, especially a home. Getting a credit card, and in some cases, even getting a job or renting a place can be damaged with bad credit. Being creditworthy certainly does have its advantages. If you don't have good credit, there are steps you can take to fix it. The process is called credit repair. You can do it all by yourself, or you can have somebody help you with that too, for a fee, of course. So today, you'll learn what credit repair is and if it's actually worth paying this fee to help have someone help you repair your credit. So first, let's just ask and answer the question, how does credit repair work anyway? Credit repair is often a long-term process that gradually raises your credit score over time. A credit score is a number that reflects your credit worthiness. The higher the number, the better. If you want any type of loan or credit card, you're going to need decent credit. You're going to need a decent credit score to get that. So there are a number of ways to approach credit repair, and each is unique to a specific situation. Generally, though, credit repair starts with catching up on any late payments. And then from there, payments are consistently made on time. Being late on a payment, by the way, is one of the worst things you can do to your credit, for sure. Once debts are made current and you've been making on-time payments, you should start noticing an increase in your score. As more debt is paid down, your score will continue to rise. By the way, there's another score that's actually really good too. Zero. That actually says, I'm really good with my money and I don't even need credit to live and survive in the world. But that's a topic for another day. Let's continue with, can you repair your credit all by yourself? Well, you know, yeah, you can. Repairing credit by yourself can be done. How successful you'll be depends on the complexity of your situation. Credit repair does take time and lots of research. If you are starting from the beginning, but if you're ambitious, repairing your credit by yourself can certainly be done. Now, the first step is to get a copy of your report, which you can do at annualcreditreport.com. It's free. Every year, you're entitled to one free credit report. Then just go through it. Identify any and all overdue accounts and then anything that you might think is incorrect. Then you can contact each credit bureau to fix any of those mistakes. Following the steps we talked about a little bit earlier is really a good starting point. First, bring any debts current by paying overdue amounts and all the late fees associated with that, and then continue to make those payments on time. From there, access to new credit can also help improve your score. If you have a low credit score, it's really unlikely any credit card company will issue you an unsecured credit card. However, you can apply and likely get approved for a secured credit card. It also helps you to kind of rein in your spending if you have a hard time with credit cards. So secured credit cards do require a deposit. You can spend up to that deposit amount. It works just like an unsecured credit card, except with a lower limit, of course. Your secured credit card activities will be reported to credit bureaus, which is actually what you want to happen. As an aside, please try to put away $1,000 in cash for an emergency fund. This is going to help you to pay for emergencies with that cash rather than putting them on a credit card. This is why people get into debt in the first place, not having an emergency fund. Unexpected expenses like car repairs, a broken hot water heater, or a medical bill, most of those bills can be taken care of with that $1,000 emergency fund. The FTC website also has some DIY tips, and you can find the link to their website at thecollegeinvestor.com right inside this article. If you don't want to take on rebuilding your credit by yourself, there are plenty of companies out there who can help. But are they really worth it? Let's take a look. Paying a company to help build your credit. So having someone kind of guide you through the credit repair process can be a great idea for those who just kind of want more assistance. It seems there's no end to the number of companies willing to take your hard-earned cash in exchange for a higher credit score. Get this, you can expect to spend at least $60 a month, up to even over $100 a month, for credit repair services across 4 to 12 or more months. The length of time is going to depend on the complexity of your repair. According to a recent study, 48% of consumers who used a company for credit repair saw their score rise by over 100 points within 6 months. A credit repair service will look at your report, put together a game plan for you, and have you execute on it while checking progress with you each month. You'll have someone available to answer all of your questions as well. If your credit repair is complex and you're more comfortable speaking with someone instead of researching on your own, investing just a few months of payments into education and assistance with a credit repair company might actually be worth it for you. If after a few months you kind of feel comfortable executing on the remaining tasks for your credit repair, you can just discontinue the service and save a few $100 toward paying down that debt. But before you use a company, check out our excellent deep dive into the secret world of debt settlement. It's a link that you can find at thecollegeinvestor.com just so you can understand what you're potentially getting into. We do have a couple of companies that do provide credit repair services that we kind of like. Creditrepair.com, which is $14.99 one-time fee, and then it's upwards of $100 a month. They claim to increase your credit score by 40 points in 4 months, which is pretty significant. KeyCreditRepair.com is $140 to $190 a month, depending on the plan. They claim an increase of 90 points on average in 90 days. And then there's SkyBlueCredit.com, which is right around $60 a month. Their claim, clean up your credit report, improve your scores. Not very exact there. And that is our show for today. You can dive in deeper to everything we talked about at thecollegeinvestor.com. Copy and paste the title of this podcast right into the search bar, and you'll find the article and all the cool stuff right inside of it, all the links and everything you need to get yourself rolling. We also have over a million ideas, I think, at this point for, okay, not a million, but a whole bunch of ideas on starting a side hustle, earn some extra cash. We also have all kinds of tips and tricks on student loans and college stuff. Oh man, just tons and tons of things at thecollegeinvestor.com. Thanks so much for stopping by today, and we will talk to you again real soon.